progress through the swamp has slowed to a snail's pace. It might be a haven for frogs, but if I'm honest, they can keep it.
You know, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. River's just here. It's just there is no bank to it. Although what there is a lot of these reeds. Just see if that. Look, these ones aren't hollow. You can't blow through these. These are a little compartment that are airtight. And that means these reeds are going to be really buoyant. Just wondering whether it might be actually more efficient to try and build a raft out of loads and loads of these and try and float down the river. To be honest, anything's got to be better than this. Okay, come on, let's commit to this. Let's gather a load of reeds.
Reeds flourish in freshwater marshes like this all around the world. For years they've been used to make boats, some capable of travelling huge distances across oceans.
Now, civilizations have used reeds like this for literally thousands of years. Okay, what I want to do is split them, turn it around, and look what you end up with. The thin tapered end here.